Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome as God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. And who's the healing community? You and me. We're all the healing community. Praise God. Amen. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. We are in a new year, 2022, and we're expecting God to do great and awesome things. Hallelujah. Healing everywhere we hurt. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer, then we'll hear from the Hawkins today. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you as the Lord, our healer. Hallelujah. We thank you right now that you are rising with healing in your wings over everyone who's in need of healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for great manifestations of healing on this night in the name of Jesus, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Touch every household. Touch every person who's listening now and those who will listen in the future, because you're God like that. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Elder Philip and Minister Linda. Glory to God.
Glory to the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! It's going to be a great broadcast. It's going to be a great night. Praise God.
Yes. Absolutely. Amen. Do I hear Minister Linda over there?
Yep.
Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
Do.
Go ahead, Linda.
Praise the Lord. God's going to touch lives tonight like he always does.
Amen.
How are you?
I haven't heard your voice this year.
Yeah. That's right. Now I'm getting to hear beautiful Barbara.
Ooh,
baby.
Oh,
that's my new nickname for you.
Okay. So you're little Linda and I'm beautiful Barbara. Okay, got it.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right.
Well, we are so excited tonight because, well, in December, the last time we were together was December the 8th, and we had this, speaking of beautiful people, we had Sister Terry on, And she was going through something back in December. She had been diagnosed with COVID, and a mutual friend of ours, Ministry Lane, connected us together through her ministry called, her and Minister Jan's ministry called Hope in the Word. And at that point in time, Terry had just been out of the hospital for 3 weeks. She was breathing with the oxygen machine, and she had had enough of that oxygen machine, okay? And so I'm going to put her on tonight. Amen. I'm going to bring on Terry tonight and let her tell us her awesome testimony. Welcome, Terry.
Praise the Lord. Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction. Praise be to God. As I came in that day, I was very tired listening to everyone with the oxygen machine. My my immune system was also down, and I waited. And as I waited for someone to pray, I didn't know what to expect, but I did want to be healed from breathing through that oxygen machine. That was very hard for me, because everywhere I went, I had to go with the oxygen machine and plug it to the extension cord. I had to walk around with it, and I felt like a dog. I really did. You know, when a dog, you pull him to the side not to go into the street. Well, you know, I had this oxygen machine, whether it was a portable or whether it was the machine plugged into the electricity. It was very hard, and as it was a difficult time for me, because, as you know, I don't know if anyone here is listening, but I had pneumonia, COVID, which I found out after I had it, there was two other pastors that died with the same thing, and this was a very severe COVID that I had. There was the doctors and also nurses that thought that I wasn't going to make it. But by the grace of God, I did make it. But I did have to go through an oxygen machine in order for me to be able to do things. I praise God, because it was a very important time of my life. And as I had a wedding to go to, it was my son's wedding. They said I was going to make it to my son's wedding. Well, you know what? When we go through a life so difficult, we got to call a lifeline. We got to call God, and we got to call all our friends mm-hmm. that are on fire for the Lord, that have faith, that has the faith that we need during that time to get us through. And so that's one thing God was teaching me. I had three prayer warriors groups, not just, but I had hundreds of people praying for me to get out of that hospital. And praise be to God, I did get out. And so one of my sister, I do remember Elaine, there was a point that I called her up, because it was like one of my weakest. And she says, no, Terry, you gotta have the faith, and you can't start believing anything. You can't believe what you're hearing. And so, again, I had to track myself back to trusting mm-hmm. God and not listening to the report. So that's why we need each other. I encourage everyone to always know, when you feel down, call your lifeline, your sister or brother in Christ, because that's going to help you enormously. So anyway, as I was saying, I went through a very difficult time in the hospital. They wanted to put me into ventilators. My girlfriend said no. I had a girlfriend that she's a pharmaceutical, and she had studied medicine. She was the head of a hospital, and she refused every medicine and every medical thing. I will not take it unless she okayed it. So, and she's a great believer and a woman of faith. And I thank God. I thank God, because I was one of those that didn't think COVID would hit me. I walked around without no mask. I was fearless, because I do know that I trust the Lord and everything, but it just came into my court, and it was very difficult. So as I was prayer lined and waiting, they didn't call me until the very end, and it was so I'm an hour away Eastern time. And so it was already 10 o'clock for me. And as I was waiting, I said, I'm going to get off this because they're not going to call me. And so at the very end, before another person came in, she said, there was a number there. And I was like, yes, that's me. I need my healing. And I was praying and I was asking God for a prayer, a strong prayer to release me. And so when, I don't know what's your title in the kingdom of God that God has given you, but when Philip started praying for me, right then I started feeling electricity. This was the third time in my life that I felt electricity. The day before, I felt the electricity, and that day I felt, again, the anointing coming down. And I knew that there was going to be a healing. So as he prayed for me, I walked. After he prayed, I took my oxygen machine, and I walked around the house. It was frightening because I'd been without the oxygen machine. And, you know, it's like a first step. You know, we have to walk by faith, and we got to trust God and walk by faith. And he walked me very through it. And I did have to take that league of faith and walked around the house, try with the oxygen machine. And, of course, I checked my numbers as I walked through, and I noticed my numbers weren't dropping without the machine. Usually it would drop automatically. It was going up and down. It was elevating. But that day, if you know the Hebrews, 8 means a new beginning. And right then and then it was a new beginning for me, because after that I hung up. The next day as I got up, I took that leap of faith and did not use my machine. Of course, that was in December. I needed it to go when I went up the steps because it was still very difficult. But January 1st, it was removed completely. I sent it back to the machine because I was healed, and I'm healed. Wow. So I pray for God through this. Hallelujah. Praise be to him. But again, you know, this COVID does damage to those who are going through. So right now I smell smoke. And you know, when I don't know, for some reason I didn't think about this, and this is what COVID does. It leaves some people without tasting, some people without smelling. This is very dramatic. And right now I do smell smoke. I've been smelling smoke for quite a while, and that's the other healing that I need. But I just wanted to let you know that smoke is also brings emphysema. And when people smoke, and I didn't think of that until tonight, and I'm wondering and I'm questioning the Lord, what is all this? You know, what people go through, what the enemy wants to take. The enemy wants to take our air, our oxygen. You know, this is the gift that God has given us, life. And when he breathed into Adam and Eve, Adam, he breathed life into him. And so the enemy, that's what the enemy wanted to do. But praise be to God, I'm alive. And I am proclaiming his name, and I am praying for every nation, and I am standing up. The enemy wanted to take me away, but God says no. And he told me in the hospital, I still have work for you. So praise be to God, and thank you all who pray for me on this line. I'm very grateful, and I thank the Lord for each one of you. And God bless you all.
Amen. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Well,
you know, that is so moving. I have to admit, you know, I have tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I'm so grateful that our sister has shared that she was touched, that she stood her ground with all the prayer warriors, and of course, you know, called in that night. But that's very, very moving, and I just, my eyes are so filled with tears. Just very grateful to hear this. I'm very grateful for what's happening in our life. That's just really made my week. Probably made my whole month, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I just can't help playing our song here. Hallelujah. Look. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Now, Terry, we still heard you, and you were saying that there was still some effects of the COVID that you want that to be gone, and that is smelling smoke. So every now and then you'll have a smell of smoke. And you told me that was something else that happens when you eat. It's like some extra feeling or something comes when you eat. Explain that to us, then we'll pray for you for that.
Yes, there's also another thing that is happening to me. Besides when I cook, I can't taste the food. I could taste the food. But it's when I taste food, I feel like a breath going inside of me, and it's like sucking oxygen in. And you know, when you suck something in, and you like just we're putting it through your straw, or something is very deep. And so it's when I'm eating food, that's how I feel, that I am like sucking air. So it's not pleasing when I eat. But also another thing that I've been having problem is I have chunks of hair that is coming out of my scalp. I just noticed that yesterday after I showered, there was chunks of hair just coming out, completely out. And today I went to wash a sweater that I wore on Sunday. And when I looked at the sweater, it was full with hair completely. So I comb my hair, my ponytail. Usually I have a full set of hair, but my ponytail is the size of my finger now. That's how much hair I have. It's just coming down like it's on the floor. It's all over. So now I'm losing my hair. And this is also another part of the COVID that it affected my hair, my breathing, and even my, like I said, you know, my air and all these other things that are, you know, the smoke that I'm smelling. So I have an effect right now still that I need some healing. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, yes. Do you have any scriptures about the hair?
It's supposed to be the crown. The hair is the crown of your head for a woman.
I'm going to have Linda pray over your hair. I don't remember the specifics, but there was some kind of a thing that she had a number of years ago where that medicine was making her lose her hair. And she began to pray and stand against that. And she's right here, and she can tell y'all, she can tell you for herself. But I'm going to have her pray again, and we're all going to pray. But I'm going to have her lead in prayer against the hair loss, and then we'll also pray about the other things too. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to pray for your hair. I was losing hair from an MS medication, and not only did I pray for my hair, I believe that when the glory of the Lord comes upon you, that the hair is going to come back. My hair came back with following wisdom from the Lord. I went off of that medicine. I didn't feel God wanted me on it no more. And I eat excessively healthy as I possibly can, getting lots of green and stuff in me, and I take biotin. And my hair is definitely... any place that I lost it, it's been growing back.
Okay, so you're basically saying not only did the hair loss stop, but where it had been coming out, it's being replaced.
Yes, my
That's
hair
the
is
point
definitely.
I wanted to hear. Praise
it's
God.
Definitely being replaced.
Glory.
Sometimes,
glory.
You know, these medications and
glory.
Things can hurt us, but the glory,
glory.
And the power and the blood of Jesus can,
glory.
Can heal. So, Father God, as we
yes.
come before your presence,
yes.
You see what this medication or this sickness did to our sister's hair.
Yes.
And Lord God, I ask you right now for your glory and your anointing and your blood to be upon her. Lord, you know that women want their hair, Lord. So Lord, you gave us that desire to have hair. So Lord, I'm asking you, Jesus, to replace her hair, to help it to grow again, Lord. Right now, I'm speaking to the hair and of our sister right now, and I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus to begin to grow. And I'm
yes.
commanding all impurities from the COVID or from medications to leave her body right now in the name
yes.
of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to give my sister an appetite for extremely healthy foods so that her body can be nourished and you can... to help you along, Lord, not that you need any help, but I know that if we do our part, you gave us these bodies that things happen faster. So, Lord, I'm just asking you right now to do a miracle with her hair.
Yes.
And help direct her path of what to eat and drink to become completely healthy in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for this, Lord. You did it for me. I know you can do it for my sister. I thank you and I praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Was it a smell of smoke or a taste of smoke? What was that? And then there was also something with the eating as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a smell of smoke. I'm sitting here right now, and I smell like cigarette, the behind, you know, like it most people, and I read upon this, and it's those that have gone through COVID severe, they have that after effect. They smell smoke. Even though there's no smoke around, I smell smoke. And when I eat, I feel like I'm breathing. You know, it's like, you know, imagine just blowing into you. But while I'm eating, this is the kind of feeling I get. I do taste the food, but it's very annoying because I'm also feeling like I'm breathing air. A lot of
Okay. Thank you for repeating that and you know, jogging my memory.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you for all
Jesus.
That you've done for Terry.
Yes, Jesus,
and
thank
you
for
what you're about to do. Well, Holy Spirit, we just wait upon you for
yes,
just
Jesus.
A moment while you're going to lead us in prayer.
Yes,
Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to lead me as I'm leading the rest of our community in prayer. I just wait for your presence, wait for your nudge. Thank you, Lord, for what you've begun in her, the miracle that you've done, and now the new things that you're going to do starting tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against and I rebuke the sensation of smelling the false smoke.
Yes.
you are not a part of the kingdom of God. You were not a part of Terry's life. You do not belong there. Whatever is causing this, I rebuke you and take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I command the sensation of smelling smoke to cease in Jesus' name. I command you to stop and cease. Be gone in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over you and I run you off in Jesus' name. The Heavenly Father, as far as this breathing sensation thing while she's eating, this anomaly in the name of Jesus, I also come against that. Eating, I command you in the name of Jesus to become completely normal. I command you to go back to the form that you were before the hospitalization, before the COVID. Eating, I command you in Jesus' name to normalize. Bodily functions, I command you to function fully in Jesus' name. I command you to be and act like God created you to be and act in Terry's body. The sensation of smoke, the smell, you cease in Jesus' name. And this anomaly in eating, I command you to be healed and normalized in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your anointing on our words, on our prayers, and the authority that you've given us in Jesus to do this. We thank you, we bow before you, and we give you praise, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm wondering what Terry's a real good receiver. I'm wondering what she's experiencing out east there.
Honestly, I don't smell it as strong. The smell is not as strong as it was before. There's a little bit still there, but it's not as strong as it was before, as I got on this. Because as you were praying, of course, I'm praying with you, and I'm praying in the spirit, and you know, and then, of course, I inhale because I've always test, you know, and it doesn't feel the strong, sensational smell of smoke, you know. It's a very
so
mild.
Would you say the smoke is 10% better, 40% better?
I would say 10% better.
10% better. I think we should pray again.
Okay.
What were you going to say, sister?
No. I received that. Pray again. Because I know, yeah. I feel your prayers, it's going, but if you want to pray again, I receive it. I want total healing.
Yeah, sometimes I just follow that from Mark chapter 8. Jesus prayed over the guy, you know, put his hands on his eyes and said, "Hey, how you doing? What'd you see?" I'm seeing trees, kind of looking like people walking in trees and people in trees and, you know, doing like that. He just said, "Okay, thank you." He put his hands on his eyes again. You know, we're just doing that. That's all we're doing. Mark chapter 8. All right. So and this time, I just try to follow what I believe the Lord is leading me to do each time. But this time, I have a similar, not as strong, but a similar thing going on in my hand. I didn't have it before. I didn't have it in the broadcast until right now. Not quite as strong as when we prayed over your lungs, but there's a similar thing coming out of my hands. Mm. Not as strong, but it's the same thing. Mm. So I'm making a motion right here sitting next to my wife, is if I were laying my hands on your face and primarily your nose. There it goes right there. I'm making a motion like I have my hands on your face and nose. Now I feel heat coming all over my shoulders and my neck and my arms. And I feel a current going out of my Holy Ghost. Yeah, there it is right there. Holy Ghost current going into you in Jesus' name. Very similarly to what happened with the when we prayed for your breathing. Holy Spirit, I thank you that this anointing is going out of our hands. Thank you for the prayers of everyone who's involved in this broadcast. I thank you that your power is literally going into Sister Terry, right? Literally going into her body. I thank you that this anointing is going in. It is destroying every sickness. It is destroying every sense of smoke, and it is destroying every sense of weird breathing while eating. I thank you for the 10%, Lord, but I also thank you for this anointing that is flowing. There it goes, really strong, really good and strong now. We're just going to stay here in the spirit. I'm just going to let this flow into you. Even if I'm not saying anything, that Holy Ghost is still flowing in. We'll just keep doing this until he lifts. Thank you, Lord, for this tangible anointing flowing in the Terry's nose and his senses, maybe even her mouth. I don't know. Anywhere, Lord. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're flowing into her. Whatever needs to be fixed, you're fixing it. Whatever needs to be changed, you're changing it. You're altering it, Lord. I thank you for this heat that is upon us on this broadcast. I thank you for healing heat that is flowing into Sister Terry. I thank you for her receptivity. She's strongly receiving. Your anointing, Father, is still flowing in Jesus' name. There is still power going into her. Gosh. She's just soaking it in, Lord. I destroy every sense of smoke. I destroy every weird eating anomaly. The anointing breaks the yoke. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. I thank you that this anointing is still flowing out of our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are mighty and you are unbelievable. Okay, well, that anointing has lifted off of me. Still feels really super hot in here. This Holy Ghost heat was all over it. And I know that whether your body has changed yet, I know that you have received because I know what happened before. And that same Holy Ghost anointing just went into you.
Amen.
So you're probably already sensing a difference, but if you're not, I have full faith and confidence that you will.
Amen.
Because of your track record.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm receiving it. Hallelujah.
If it were like 10% different, is it still 10% or is it different yet?
I don't want to give false anything.
No.
I really can't tell. But I'm believing that I'm healed. I am believing.
Yeah.
I
That's
am believing,
fine.
And
we
I'm
don't want any hype.
And I'm walking.
No hype. Just
and
truth.
I'm walking with that faith and also believing that God just send you whatever supernatural. He poured upon you. I'm receiving it.
Well, you're definitely very good receiver, and I would never say that anointing left and went into you, except that I know that it did.
Amen.
I don't know these things, but I would be fully surprised if even tonight during the rest of the broadcast you weren't all of a sudden just going to go, "Oh my gosh," you know. I really think you're going to have an oh my gosh, possibly even this evening.
Amen.
But
thank you.
You definitely received. We're excited to hear from you. Praise God. I'm glad for all that God's doing in your life.
Amen. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you.
Oh, it's an honor to get to pray with you. Thank you for being so receptive. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Terry, for coming on.
Wow.
And we didn't make wait an hour tonight.
That's right. Until 11 o'clock.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, bless
thank you,
you
so
and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you.
Keep in touch with us, and you know we love to hear the good reports. Okay.
I definitely will. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey.
Now,
man.
Hallelujah. This is one of those rare nights where we don't have a lot of prophetic ailments that the Lord gave to us prior to the broadcast. But so far, I'll tell you what I'm perceiving is something in someone's, hallelujah.
Wow.
It felt like, amen. I was trying to read your notes. But it felt like, I know it's not me. It felt like a sharp stabbing in the back of the throat. Just really a pinpoint pain in the back of the throat. And then my ear, at least my ears, was highlighted with the throat. So I'm believing that God's touching someone's throat in their ears right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if that's you going through anything with your throat and your ears, please press your number one key. Amen. I see you, Pastor Catherine and Reverend Treva, with your number one key press. You know, we usually have Pastor Mom say something first. This is one of those nights where she's kind of in and out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that. So I'll speak for her tonight.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And she said, thank you. She woke up and said, thank you. over the past maybe month and a half or so, been wheezing. And what, you know, the doctor said to do with the wheezing is to give her these breathing treatments with the albuterol. Well, she does not like those. I really don't like them either. But she's been having at least two breathing treatments a day so that she's not wheezing. So that's what, is that right, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
okay.
She doesn't like
two,
it at all.
Two breathing treatments. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right.
Say this, that, you know, she's had two breathing treatments today. She's not wheezing at all. So we're not going to be able to see anything until, you know, like tomorrow of what's going on.
Okay. Do we know what caused this unwanted wheezing stuff?
Well, you know, I don't know. She has been diagnosed with a I forgot what they call it. I think it starts with a C. I'm not trying to remember it, I guess. But some kind of breathing condition. But she's been doing fine, and I'll tell you, I want to say it had to be at least 8 or 9 years ago. They sent her doctor at that time sent a oxygen machine, you know, the big oxygen machine with the long, And so, and the doctor said, well, just use it at night. And Pastor Mom said, I don't need this. I'm not using it. And so it sat there and gathered dust for make it a year. And then finally it was like, send that thing back. So we ended up, you know, sending it back, but she never used it. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So, I mean,
there's some kind of doubt. Okay.
Okay. It's just this, the wheezing that'll come, and it had gotten down to like a deep kind of wheezing at one point, but it's not doing that now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're definitely going to come against wheezing. I know she's not having it right now. That's fine. We're still going to come against it. All right. Well, everybody's tuned in. You know, if you were having breathing problems, if you were having wheezing, I promise you, you'd want everybody involved in praying. You know, you'd want every available voice, you know. So if you're driving in your car, keep your eyes open, keep your hands on the wheel, but join us. If you're in the kitchen, you know, doing something or whatever, just join us. Keep doing what you're doing, but join us, okay? All right. Heavenly Father, we lift our hands and our voices to you in the name of Jesus. We are coming on behalf of Pastor Mom, and we are coming against this wheezing in the name of Jesus. Command you, wheezing, every symptom and the cause of this wheezing. We take authority over it. We overpower it in the name of Jesus. And we command and demand that this wheezing cease in Jesus' name. We command that you dry up. We command that the breathing normalize. And in the name of Jesus, if Pastor Mom does not want to have to take breathing treatments, then we're standing and believing God for complete healing, where she won't need the treatments anymore. We say in Jesus' name, we declare in Jesus' name, breathing normalize in Jesus' name. We command wheezing cease in Jesus' name. You are no longer a part of Pastor Mom's life. And in the name of Jesus, we decree this. And we thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I put my hand on her chest, and just the anointing is just flowing. Hallelujah.
Well, praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, just let your anointing flow. Let your anointing flow. Let your anointing flow, Lord. Let it flow in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Lord, let that anointing flow right out of Apostle Kizzy. Right into Pastor Mom. Let it flow and do what it needs to do. Let it destroy every yoke. Let it heal everything that needs to be healed.
Thank you.
We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, sir. Thank you in Jesus' name. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wow.
Well, I know I'm getting very hot.
Wow.
Very, very hot. Praise God. Amen. Talk, Pastor Mom.
Wow.
Okay. That was a nice little normal cough. All right.
Well, praise the Lord.
We believe, we receive, we receive, we
yes.
believe.
Amen.
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 Oh, and there's something.
That's wonderful.
Hallelujah. Oh, there's something that I meant to say with Terry. I see you still on the line. I wanted to pray that for the sealing of the healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that every healing that Terry has received, that it is sealed that the enemy will not try to come back, cannot, has no authority, no permission to try to come back and try to take any of that healing that she has in any way, shape, or form. It is sealed with the Holy Ghost in
Jesus'
name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Catherine, you got your line, and then we'll go to Reverend Treva. Anyone else? We got like a little bit over an hour. Press your number one key. Praise God. Get in this queue. Okay, Pastor Catherine.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. And I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I have been diagnosed with COVID for the last, the last 2 weeks. I'm doing a lot better. However, there are a few symptoms that are still kind of going on. And the first one I have experienced today was kind of a little heaviness in my chest. And I think that came from a little anxiety from Minister Teresa. Because I never had that one before. I was, as you all were praying for Terry, I was trying to receive, and the Lord said, no, don't try to receive, just pray for Terry. But I believe that as you were praying for Terry, that I did receive even as I was praying also for her. But I still have, like, everything was salty, but the salt, my salt has kind of come into control, but it's the sweetness, like a banana. Everything is just over sweet. It's like I've got a spoonful of sugar. Any kind of fruit, or anything. So I'm experiencing that, and then I still kind of have a little mucus every now and then in my throat. So I just kind of just want to have prayer for that tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, this COVID stuff needs to go. Heavenly Father,
amen.
I thank you that the name of Jesus has been exalted. Jesus is exalted. He's above COVID. He's above everything.
Yes.
And we are seated with Jesus. So That is where we are because of you and because of your blood, and I thank you for that, Lord. We're going to minister to Pastor Catherine. She's having her taste is off, and there's still some heaviness and so forth in her chest too, as well. Okay. All right. So, Lord, we stretch our hands in faith toward Pastor Catherine. First of all, we stretch our left hand toward her nose and mouth, that her taste and even smell, if that's a part of it, would be healed and become normal in Jesus' name. Specifically, Lord, this sugary thing that's going on. We loose your anointing out of our left hand. And we thank you that others have their hands stretched forth toward Pastor Catherine as well. But we let this anointing go out of our hand in Jesus' name. And we say, in the mighty name of Jesus and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we loose healing power toward Pastor Catherine to restore proper tasting in Jesus' name. We rebuke and take authority over every remnant of COVID, particularly regarding her tasting area, and we command that it bow to the... Oh, there it goes right there. Now there's power just flowing into you. Whatever you were doing, you were getting it, but now you're getting a lot. So somehow you just latched onto it in the Holy Ghost. There's very strong power just flowing into you, so just take it and apply it where you want it. Lord, we loose this heat and this anointing. This, wow, it's really strong. Oh, my gosh. We just loose this strong anointing into Pastor Catherine right now, that she would be fully restored and healed of every kind of off taste, off smell, off anything. We also, Lord, loose this anointing out of our left hand into the chest area, that all heaviness would go. With all pressure, I rebuke all pressure in Jesus' name. If there be any kind of restricted or labored breathing, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And we command by the power of the Holy Spirit that healing anointing go into Pastor Catherine and restore her in Jesus' name. Now we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are still moving out of our hands, moving out of our arms, and flowing into Pastor Catherine. We announce healing into her taste buds and that whole smell and taste thing, especially the sugar, and also everything in the chest, including breathing, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you have absolutely begun it, and we fully expect to see all of the fruits in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, whether or not you're instantly tasting, and I can say this with all confidence, because this is how we just know from experience, whether or not you're actually physically seeing a difference right now, which I hope you are, but even if you're not, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt you have received, because I can feel that Holy Ghost anointing going into you. You are definitely to be looking for changes and a total healing.
Amen.
I mean, you got a touch. I can't lie about it. You absolutely got a strong touch.
Well, the heaviness has gone off my chest. Thank God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank you, Father.
God.
Thank you so much.
You know what? Go take you a bite of peanuts or an Oreo or something. Unless it's not handy. If it's not handy, don't worry about it.
Well, thank you all so much.
All right. Praise God.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise God. We'll wait to hear that testimony, Pat.
Yes. No, yeah. She'll definitely be telling you. Apostle, that it happened. There's no doubt. She got it. She got it.
Hallelujah.
For those of you who are very perceptive and have a spiritual perception going on, those of you in the radio audience and also Apostle Kizzy, you may hear a sound almost as if there's a third person in the room here. That would be the 4-year-old, the 3-year-old, who is visiting this evening. And you must know that while we were praying for Pastor Catherine, she looked at little Linda and looked at myself. She stopped what she was doing, and she put her arm straight out exactly like we were doing. Yeah, closed her eyes, bowed her head, and put her hand straight out exactly like we were doing.
Praise
God.
Even the 3-year-olds are loosening the anointing for Pastor Catherine.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, we know
that's
the healing is
pretty amazing, because usually she'd rather play with pretend makeup and pretend lotions than pray. So, you know, she was definitely in the flow.
She started really praying. Yeah. It started to get really important to her to pray. Right,
man?
So,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right.
Wow.
All right, Catherine, it's done.
It is.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
We're looking for it. Glory to God.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Amen. You know, I was thinking many years ago, I'm thinking maybe 22 years ago, something like that. Mom was going through something, and I think it was her knee. And she was, you know, pain. And, you know, Lord said, I'm trying to remember what he said, get the big gun for Mom. And I'm thinking, at that time, I'd be better. And I'm thinking, oh, he must be talking about me. Well, he wasn't. And my niece Amber was 3 years old. And she walked in the room. She put her hand very gently on Pastor Mom's knee and said a prayer. And her father used to pray in the old kind of way, like that. And so she started praying. And Pastor Mom's knee felt better right away. Glory to God.
Wow.
We know that he can move through children very quickly. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have several people with their number one keys pressed. We have Reverend Treva. We're about to open the line for her. We have Minister Camilla, and then we have Sister and really Minister Joanne. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Let's open the line for Reverend Treva. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Good evening, and God bless you from California, and Happy New Year, Pastor Phillip and Minister Linda and Apostle Kizzy and everybody, Pastor Mom, everybody in their prospective places.
Amen.
I've been
Welcome,
praying
Reverend.
For a number of days, Ezekiel 16:6. I know last year you prayed for me about excessive. Well, it's back. I I'm 61. I have periods, but I hadn't had a period in about 4 months. And it looked like when it came, I've been almost 1 month, just put it that way. And I've been standing on Ezekiel 16:6. That's the verse you told me to stand on. And I'm continuing to stand on it. So if you could pray for me for that. And then you were talking about the COVID. My whole members of the church I attend, many of them are coming down with that. Now, they've gone back. They have service on Zoom and Facebook Live, which I watch every Sunday. But many, and I'm on the ministerial team. So even though I still work for the church, but I have not been in the building in nearly 2 years. And I've been outside of it a couple of times. Nobody was there. There were a few people there when I went. But it looked like everybody in the congregation is coming down now with the COVID. So I need prayer for them. And that's it.
Well, she's got ask her about the female thing.
Okay. I was busy with the baby for a minute. What's going on with the female
that's
situation?
Okay. I had been bleeding. You know, I had it last year, really bad.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, I had surgery. And because I had they removed a non-cancerous tumor. It was 2 years ago on the 10th. So this is like the second anniversary of that. January 10th.
Okay.
But
I think
I've been standing on Ezekiel 16:6 about every day, and I've been praying that. And I notice it'll light up, but then at night, when I get up in the morning, this is when it's really bad.
So when I, you've been standing on, when I passed by and saw that thou was polluted in thine own blood, I said, unto thee live.
Yes.
I said, unto thee live.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's just pray that together. And let's just believe in the power of God and the glory and the anointing. And right now,
yes.
You want to pray to Mia? Go ahead. Lift up your hands. Or we pray. Okay. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Want to pray with me? Put your hands. Lift up your hands. When I passed by and saw that thou was polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live in Jesus' name. I said unto thee, live in Jesus' name. When I passed by and saw that thou was polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live in Jesus' name. I said unto thee, live in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we command this blood flow to stop in Jesus' name. And we call on nothing less than complete and total healing of our sister's body in Jesus' name, in Jesus' powerful name, and in his blood, in Jesus' name. When I passed by and saw that thou was polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, live. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was really feeling the presence of God with that. I believe he's touching your female situation. I believe he's doing a miracle with you. And I believe it. I had a mother-in-law that's in heaven right now.
I believe it too.
And she was bleeding terrible. And this scripture was said over her and prayed over her. And she was really at death's door. And the blood flow stopped. We have used this scripture on our children, on our grandchildren, and we have seen blood just literally stop. So you keep standing on it, and I'm going to keep standing on it for you. And I was busy with my grandbaby for a minute. What is your first name again?
I'm Treva, Reverend Treva.
Reverend Treva, okay. I wanted your name again so that throughout the day I can quote that as I'm going about my day and quote that for you so that you'll know that I'm agreeing on that with you.
Amen.
Yes, because I believe in it. I believe in that.
I believe it, too, and I already feel a fire. It's done.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he cares about the things that we go through. He really does. And things that we go through as women can be tough sometimes, but, you know, God can bring us through any of it. And miracles do occur. I just was thinking about the time that I had horrible blood clots in my legs. I was an Avon lady back in the day, and I was seeing so many people saved, and I was prophesying and witnessing to prostitutes, and just all kinds of things were happening. And wouldn't you know, the old devil decided, well, I was only in my 20s, but he was going to give me blood clots. He was just tired of me being out there doing what I was doing. Well, doctor said I couldn't go any further than from the couch to the bathroom because the blood clots, something really bad could happen to me. And the Lord healed those blood clots totally and completely. Totally and completely.
Hallelujah.
We had to be in a church to minister, and the blood clots were still there. And my husband said, well, how do we go? We can't take you with those blood clots. And I said, no, where to go? I'll be healed. We had to minister in Florida. I was outside. I looked down at my legs, and every blood clot was gone. Totally gone. So I'm telling you that testimony to just give you that knowledge to know that you are healed and you're going to be healed.
Hallelujah.
I receive that word.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you,
Reverend Treva. It's a blessing to talk to you and pray for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to do so.
You're welcome, and it's a blessing to talk to y'all as well. God bless you, and I love y'all.
We love you, too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. The Lord is moving by his spirit. Camilla, Minister Camilla is next. And I see a 908 number that just popped up here as well. Okay. So first is Minister Camilla, Sister Joanne, and the 908 area code. Sister Camilla, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I said welcome. Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. Praise God. I'm so happy to be on the program tonight. And just a couple of things that I would like to get prayer for and touch an agreement with. One of the things is I have a few things going on with my body. So I have anemia, and they want to do like a blood, well, hold on. They want to do, or wanted me to do like an iron transfusion. So I just kind of changed my whole diet to make sure that I eat like enough of iron enriched food so that I can see if I can get my level before they do the transfusion, the iron transfusion. If that doesn't work, then they want to do a blood transfusion. So if you guys can just most definitely pray that I keep selecting the right nutrition and iron enriched foods to actually get those levels up on a natural before I go and get anything done for, as you know, injections and stuff like that. And secondly,
right.
I did like a mammogram maybe like close to a month ago, and they want me to come back next week. I believe it's next week, so that they can, I guess, re-image or maybe biopsy some things. So we just want to believe God that there are there's nothing there that I need to be alarmed about. And last thing is I have like a huge fibroid, and we just believe in God for that to either shrink or I come up with the right solution to get like removed or whatever. They got a lot of options out there. So those are the things that I would like us to pray about tonight. And I'm already believing God for healing and, you know, nothing to be alarmed about.
Amen.
Yes.
And if I recall, I think around a year ago, okay, it could have been more, it could have been less, I think you had had some tumor things that had shrunk. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think... Right, I think it's time for this other fibroid tumor thing to also shrink.
Amen. Amen.
And I think it's time that if there's anything, you know, in the chest area, I think it's time for it to shrink on down and go away as well.
Amen.
And Father, we just lift Camilla before you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your spirit that is resting upon us as a group and as upon Linda and myself here in this room. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your Holy Spirit would come upon us, all of us, to minister to Camilla, but and also come upon Camilla's, even her heart, her soul, even her body, preparing it to receive. In Jesus' name, we loose anointing toward her and upon her to shrink all existing or even the potential trying to start tumors in Jesus' name. I come against all tumorous activity
in Camilla's body, and I command it, all of it, to shrink in Jesus' name, just like the other tumors shrank before her eyes in Jesus' name. We loose this anointing out of our hands toward Camilla. We loose this anointing to shrink and dissolve every form and every type of tumor in Jesus' name. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, wherever there is an unwanted tumor or growth or cyst or anything else, we loose this anointing to shrink and to dissolve those tumorous growths, just like what happened into her body before. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing is going into Camilla. We thank you that, Lord, that she is receiving. I thank you for the heat that is upon us, the heat of your Holy Ghost. And I thank you for the transfer of anointing that is going into her body, even as we're praying, even as we're stretching our hands toward her. I thank you, Holy Ghost. There's no distance in prayer. There's no distance for your anointing. I thank you, Holy Ghost, that the anointing is still going in. Every tumor-related entity must shrink and dissolve in the name of Jesus. You must start dissolving now. I command you and order you with the name of the Lord and the anointing of the Holy Ghost flowing out of us. And because of that, I order you, tumorous entities, to begin to dissolve now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, Amen. That she's receptive. We thank you for what she's receiving. Thank you, Lord. I think there's some other things that you'd requested to pray, but that was the first thing that, you know, highlighted and was upon me and came out of my mouth. So if there's other things, you're going to have to remind us, and we'll take care of that too. But that's just where I felt led to start.
Yeah, you covered when you said tumorous and cyst, and you just was like any part of the body. So I just put my hands on all areas so that I received through that particular prayer cyst and any tumorous activity. So I just covered all parts of the body when you did that. But the other thing was just my blood level, my iron level.
So you need prayer for your iron level also.
Right,
okay.
Right.
I also, along with prayer, want to ask you, because I remember I had an anemic daughter before. And I was told that I should start cooking in an iron skillet, that iron from the skillet flows into the food. And I've always done that when somebody had an iron problem. So if you can just, you know, get you an iron skillet from someone, I know they still sell them at Cracker Barrel, or, if, you know, grandma or somebody has one, whenever you go to cook some food for yourself, heat it up or try to cook it in an iron skillet.
I laugh because I do. I kind of did research, and that's what they said, and that's what I did. And I cooked something in it tonight, so I just laugh. But yes, ma'am.
That's right. And you're doing the right thing. So.
That's amazing.
So we're going to pray for your blood. Sister Barbara, do you want to pray or do you want me to pray?
I want to make a comment, and you can go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Minister Elaine texted me and said that iron deficiency is connected with the fibroid.
Oh.
That is true. And, that's true. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay. So with
Amen.
The fibroid
okay.
being healed, the iron deficiency mm-hmm. will be healed.
Oh, and I was going to say one more thing. Well, when you were praying, Elder Phillip, and
yes.
you, I don't recall exactly the words, but I think you were saying to shrink and go. All of a sudden,
yes.
deep in my female organs down there, I don't know exactly where that was, but way down inside, like a hammer real quick.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know if there was something
wow.
going on in me. I was feeling what was going on in her, but it was like, boom. So, amen.
Wow.
And you were feeling the miracle. You were feeling the miracle.
Hallelujah.
It's an amazing
amen.
Yes.
Hey, yes.
Wow.
Lord God,
okay.
we thank you for revealing. We thank you for revealing, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for healing. And Lord, as you've been healing this, Lord, right now I just ask you to increase our sister's iron. She's doing her part, Lord. We know that you're going to finish it and do your part. So, Lord, I'm asking you for nothing less than complete health of our sister's blood and that these fibroids will disappear and never come back. And right now, Lord, I just ask for her iron to be totally healed and be correct in your name, Lord Jesus. Total correct in your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, that the blood flowing in her body will have the right vitamins, minerals, the right iron, the right flow, the right everything. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys, for the prayer. And thank you, Sister Elaine. And you too, Hawkey, for all the information to let me know that I am on the right track.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
And good to hear from you tonight, Minister Camilla.
Yeah.
Praise.
Yes. Thank you.
We Alex. Love
and
you.
Thank you. I love you guys. And Happy New Year's to everybody. And blessings and healing and peace and joy upon everyone as well. Amen.
Amen. Happy New Year.
Amen. All right. Let's go to, okay, we have Sister Joanne. We have Pastor Natalie. We have a 910 area code. And then we have Pastor Catherine. Okay. Oh, that's not Pastor Catherine. That's Elder Rochella. Praise God. Okay. Sister Joanne, welcome. You still here? You got your mute on, Sister Joanne?
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay,
yes,
good evening, Awful Kidsy. Love you and
Amen.
Mom. Been praying for you. I just want to give you my testimony, okay? When
yes.
Pastor Hawkey was praying, Linda Hawkey was praying about the stomach, something just moved in my stomach. I don't know what it was.
Lord.
It just moved in top, and I felt it when you felt it.
Praise you, Jesus.
So I received
God.
That healing.
Praise
I received
you, Jesus.
That.
Praise
I received
Amen.
That. But
Amen.
I just want to report to about last year, 2020. Remember I was telling you the little boy named Joshua? He's
yes.
a dwarfism, right? And remember, you had spoke over his life that stretch, strengthen and lengthen. Now he's walking.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's walking. Yes. I took his grandmother before the year.
Yes, I remember. I remember.
You remember that? Yes. He's walking now.
Praise Jesus.
So I haven't seen him in a long time, but I spoke to his grandmother before the New Year came in and said he's doing well and he's walking. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. So
glory to God.
Continue to praise him in your prayers, okay?
Praise you,
Amen.
Jesus. Just comes to me. He beholds the face of his children. The Lord loved these little
Thank
ones.
You
so much. When we
thank
pray
you
for
so
them,
much.
We see it happen.
Yes.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome, sister. Praise you,
I
Jesus.
I appreciate y'all. Okay?
Amen.
We love y'all. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Okay, and we pray for Joshua's healing to be sealed. In the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Sealed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing in Jesus' name. He'll
praise
keep
you, Jesus.
Progress more and more in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise
and,
you, Jesus.
But we got to stop a second and play the song. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that, Joanne. Keep us informed. Amen. Now we'll open up the line for Pastor Natalie. Wow, good to see you on the line, Pastor.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Well, not for the reason I'm here, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
But I'm so happy to hear your voice, Apostle Kizzy. And I don't remember your co-host, but I like his voice too, and I love that song. I have COVID, and I need prayer for God to heal me. Because last time I had COVID, it did some strange things to my body. And I'm still dealing with one of them. So even though I'm not feeling as horrible as I did then, because I had to sleep, I just slept through it and prayed. I had my hands on my gut, you know. And I've been working on that. I bought gut medicine. You know, when my mom died, she left us money and helped me to be able to buy some things that I really needed. So I did everything that I could think of. And so I knew, because I remember my hands were on fire and I just slept. It was so wonderful. And it takes me a hard time sometimes to go back to sleep. So I need God to help me with that, because when I get off my cycle of sleeping, it's not good. And so I need to get to sleep, and I need to be back on track, you know, because my family and my church needs me. And, you know, I'd love to go home and be with the Lord. I really would, because I lost my mom and dad. And there's still some issues with the memorial service for my mother. So that's got to get taken care of. And I got to deal with that, but not right now, but at some point, because if not, I don't know if we'll do it. And I know we need to, because it says to honor your mother and father and all will go well with you. And I know God's going to show me, and he already showed me, and we already all discussed it, but I'm waiting for the right timing, because she died on my brother's birthday, and it's April 7th. So I have no idea when we're going to do it, but we will. And so I just need, I need to not have any side effects. One of the side effects is kind of weird, but I feel comfortable enough saying it to you guys. My nose will always get this hard crunch, And I tend to pick my nose a lot throughout the years, but, you know, that's just what I do. And what happens is when I pick on it, I can finally get it off of me, and then I try to blow it out. Sometimes I'm able to blow it out, and it's good. But it's happened a lot. It just happens a lot more than I'd like it to. And I'm like, how could something like that keep happening? You know, I don't understand. Then I'll pray about it, and back and forth. It's always the same thing. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then, so that needs to stop eventually. And I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, I've been having a pain underneath my, like I was noticing my knee hurt. So I need prayer on my knee. I have lots of issues on my lower back, on my neck, my ankle. And so I am icing right now. And then after we're done, I'm going to go to bed. But I'm asking God to please heal that.
Okay.
I also need, I think that's it that I can remember. And I also, so that's one. I have two prayer requests. And the second one is for, we've been praying for Officer Sanko. He was in septic shock, which is very dangerous. And he got out of that. And we're hoping he'll get out of the hospital. He's close to our church, and we really love him. And we don't want anything to happen to him. So just for a miracle for both of us. And that's
so,
it.
So now, I know that Apostle Kizzy takes really good notes. So she's going to have everything that needs to be prayed over, and she'll know it. I'm listening. I'm trying to remember, but I'm not near as good as she is. My memory is not near as good as her note taking ability. Let's just be honest, okay? So I do remember your name, Pastor Natalie. I got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, there was a COVID related thing. What? And then
I got COVID. Yeah. This is the second year I've gotten COVID.
Okay.
I got it. Are you
completely over it, or are there remnants that are still hanging on, or just refresh my memory?
I'm almost over it, and I'm on what do they call it when they don't let you go out? I forget the name. I'm forgetting that all day.
Right, you're quarantined.
I'm quarantined, yeah. I'm quarantined until the 21st. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you having, is there, meaning you just need to be feeling better, or are there specific things like, hey, you know, I've got my taste buds are gone, or whatever?
Oh, no, it didn't affect my taste buds. No.
Okay, it's just that you just need to feel better.
Her nose, your nose, your knee, and some pain underneath, you said?
I have pain on my neck. I have pain on the bottom vertebrae. I have, just my whole back. No, what am I saying?
Okay, your back.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole back. My back.
Okay.
My neck, my knee, and
back,
my nose.
Back, neck, knee. Back, neck, knee, nose. And back, neck, knee, nose.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. All right. And Apostle Kizzy would have already taken notes. She'll know. She probably already has written down whatever your pain level is with your knee, neck, and back.
No.
If not.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. What level her pain was. So are you experiencing in those areas now with your knee, your back, and your neck?
Yeah, and I know what to do because my chiropractor told me what to do. I don't have the money to go to him anymore, but someday if I have to, I will. I only go when it's an emergency. I haven't had an emergency because I've done what he said. But the only thing that's hard for me is getting sleep. Like once I get going, I want to go, and not stop, and that's not good for me. But sometimes I have to, but sometimes I don't, and I need God to help me with that because it's affecting my family and it's affecting me, and I don't like that. And I need God to help me with that. I had a hard time sleeping last night. There was something that happened that I can't get into all the details. And I know God will fix it because he always does. And I told my husband about it. And I don't know if I was seeing visions, which somebody told me it wasn't. It was just that I was super tired, but I don't know. I was seeing all kinds of horrible stuff, and I had prayed that God would show me this. And my husband's like, I don't think you want to see it. And I'm like, because he sees it. And I'm like, yes, I did at the time, but now I don't because it scared me. And I got so scared that it freaked me out. And I just had to give it to God. And then I normally don't bother him. But he prayed, and then finally everything calmed down. And then I was able to, you know, sleep. So
okay.
That's all I
so
want.
Let's,
just want
let's,
some prayer.
Okay. So let's go back to your neck, your back, mm-hmm. and your knee. Mm-hmm. From on a scale of 0 being no pain and 10 being excruciating pain, where are you? What kind of pain are you having in your neck, your back, and your knee from 0 to 10?
I'm icing right now, so I'm going to say
okay.
Maybe. Yeah, so it's very hard for me to give an answer to that, you know.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Only. I mean. I'm. I don't know. I mean. I'm not in pain.
Everything.
I'm icing. Excuse me.
Okay. You're putting ice on everything right now.
Hold on. Let me,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm putting ice.
All right.
On. I have it on my neck, and I have it on right now. I have it on. Well, the pain is in, like. Right under where your butt is, and then, like, put your, you know, right under that. So I was able to put 2 pieces of ice. That's how I felt God was saying. And I thought maybe that
okay.
will help. No, yeah. That's where the pain
okay.
is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the thing that's going on in your nose,
mm-hmm.
and then the sleep issue, and
yeah.
The seeing ugly visions.
Yes, scary vision.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't like
Got
that.
Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
And now while I'm asking questions, who is experiencing septic shock?
Officer Sanko from my church. He has COVID too. And he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
It hit him much worse. You know, yeah, and they thought he's a touch go. He could die, but we're believing by faith he will not die, but he will live.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, we agree with that.
Amen.
Okay. So those are the 2 prayer requests.
Exactly. And I'm sorry if I'm confusing.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of the back of the neck, the back, the knees, especially starting with the back of the neck and the back and the lower back. In Jesus' name, we speak to these conditions in the mighty name of Jesus. And we order in Jesus' name these places to come into alignment.
Thank you.
Anything in the neck, in the back of the neck that is not in alignment, that is out of kilter, we command you in Jesus' name to line up and normalize in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Anything in the lower back that is out of line, out of place, over tilted, under tilted, whatever.
Yeah.
And anything related in the hips that would affect that area also in Jesus' name. We command you to come in full alignment,
yeah.
to normalize, to go in place,
thank
and
you.
To be comfortable
thank
in
you.
Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I command the lower back area to be comfortable in Jesus' name. I order the back of the neck
yeah.
to become comfortable in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that your anointing is upon our voice and upon our words tonight as we speak these things. I thank you, Lord. Pain, I command you to be removed from the neck.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Pain, I command you to be removed from the lower back.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Be gone. Both
be gone,
in Jesus' name.
Go in Jesus' name.
And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we also become on behalf of these knees.
Yeah.
We
thank
stretch
you.
Our hands toward the knees in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
We make a motion. In fact, I'm laying my hands on my own knees as if we were laying hands on yours. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you. I loose this anointing out of our hands across the airway. There it goes right there.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
There's anointing going into your knees. I can feel it going out of our hands.
Hallelujah.
So I know it's going into your knees.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are you're doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that the power of God is flowing into Pastor Natalie.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I command these knees to be normal in Jesus' name, and I rebuke every discomfort and pain.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank
I loose this anointing out of our hands.
Yes.
I command every bit of discomfort and pain.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, to leave.
Yes, get out.
And to be gone.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
Jesus.
You. There's still power going into your knee.
Yes.
There's still power going in.
Yeah, I have my hands
thank
on
you
there,
Lord,
too.
For operating.
Yep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost, that there's still power going in.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There's still power going in. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Okay, that anointing is temporarily lifted off of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. We come against whatever's wrong with this nose in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We order you to be healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
the word of the living God says, by whose stripes she was healed.
Amen.
So we use the anointing of the Holy Ghost to enforce and to bring into manifestation that which you've already done.
Thank you.
I order in Jesus' name, and we loose anointing toward her nose, that everything wrong, everything that's discomfort, everything that is not as it should be must begin to change. It must come into agreement.
Yeah.
It must be fully functional the way it was designed to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're gonna give you a moment, and we'll do the Mark chapter 8 thing, and you know, maybe pray again.
Yeah.
We'll give you a moment. Bask into it. Tell us what's going on your end, if you would, please.
In reference to what?
Anything that you're experiencing, any changes that you're feeling.
Oh, I don't feel anything right now, but I'm sure I will in God's timing.
And that's perfectly okay. We don't want hype. We just want truth. We just want truth. No hype. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I mean, I got to take out the ice. I'm sorry. but, all right. I don't know.
And has anything happened? Were the knees icing as well?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get up. Hold on.
Yeah. She said everything was icing.
Yes. Just give me a minute to get all out.
Okay. Praise God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. I've got one more. Oh, God. Oh, no, the knee still hurts. I think it's because of all my weight. I got to lose this weight. That's what it is. It's causing me to twist now. Oh, it hurts. But I got to, you know, walk it off. God will do it.
Okay. Just love and pain. Okay. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we know that prayers have gone forth. We know that you're believing God. So,
yes.
You know, a lot of times we'd like to see an instant healing. All right, praise the Lord. But if it's not an instant healing and it's a healing that occurs over time, we're still happy. Yeah, we're still happy campers.
That's right.
As long as God's doing something, we're a happy camper.
That's right.
But
you know?
I want you guys to know that my ankle, God did a miracle with my ankle because I went to a missions trip in the summer in Puerto Rico, and you know, I couldn't do so many things, and he provided a place where I got great sneakers, orthotics, and it's unbelievable what God did. I climbed up a mountain that most people couldn't do. I mean, I had a bunch of men help me with all the pain I was in, but I was determined to do it with God's strength, and it worked. And so I know God is good. Even with, I mean, they were men that are men of God that know my husband, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have made it, and I should have stopped. But I even told them, listen, I'm not doing all this. It was like a very young kind of a retreat thing, and I'm like, right, I'm not doing that. And I was really mad. So I'm like, oh, sure, you all doing all these things, and I can't do it. And I was acting so silly in my head. But then, you know, I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. I don't care, you know. And then the Lord, you know, I was going to bed, and I was sleeping and mad. And then I woke up, and the Holy Spirit says to me, do you think that maybe you'll do it for me? And I was like, are you kidding me, Lord? I need some rest. He's like, just do it for me. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll do it for you, not for anybody else. That's all I'm going to say. And
so, Pastor.
And then, Pastor. Yeah.
Pastor Nathalie. Okay,
yes,
go ahead and finish up the story, the account that you're telling. We got a couple more people. We got about 17 minutes before we go into overtime. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all right. All I'm saying is that I didn't, with all of my health issues and my sneakers, it really was a miracle, and that's all I got to say. Thank you. And also for Officer Stanko, we didn't get to pray for him, or did we?
Oh, we do that now.
I'd appreciate it.
What's going on with Officer Stanko?
He's up.
He was diagnosed with COVID and septic shock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we were praying. He got out of that. He got out of it.
Father God, we come before this officer right now.
Yes,
and we come before your presence, Lord.
Yes,
and in your name, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we come against this COVID and against this septic shock right now in Jesus' name. And we speak to his body to be healed in Jesus' name. That this COVID and this septic must be healed. We plead your blood, Lord Jesus, to surge through his body. We plead your blood to surge through this COVID. We plead your blood to give him complete healing in Jesus' name. In the powerful name of Jesus, we call for complete and claim nothing but complete and total healing in Jesus' name for this officer. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to dry up the COVID and the septic shock as you curse the fig tree and you dried it up. Right now, we command this COVID and the septic shock to dry up, and that our brother will be completely healed in your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And
thank
we believe
Jesus.
It is done. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Natalie. Hallelujah. And now
we love
go
you, Pastor
to
Natalie.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on to area code 910. I don't recognize this area code, so tell us your name.
My name's Meredith. Kizzy, you know me.
Yes, I do. Please excuse me. Hello, Meredith.
Hi. Happy New Year and blessings to all.
Amen.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's going on?
my knee, my left knee, I had an incident where I fell, and my knee, I have to wear a stationary cast on it for the next week. I've been wearing it for about 3 weeks now, so, and I have slight pain in it, not excruciating pain, but slight pain in it for healing, prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
And which knee is this? I'm sorry.
Right knee.
Left.
Oh, left.
It's the left knee. All right. Yeah. And what happened to make it start hurting?
Well, I had an incident where I fell off the plane, departing the plane, on the 24th of December.
Okay.
I fell off the plane.
Fell coming off a plane.
Wow.
I'm going to ask Apostle Kizzy to remove any stress that came upon you on your body and also your mind, trauma, actually, first of all, and then we'll pray for the physical stuff of the knee where it was hurt. Okay? Okay?
Yes. Praise God.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now, let me ask you this before I start praying. On a scale of 0 being no pain and 10 being excruciating pain, where are you right now with your left knee? What's the pain level?
And it stays around 2. Right now it's like just about a 2.
Oh, okay. Are you taking pain medication?
No, I just take ibuprofen. That's what they told me to take.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just join our faith together with merit and all the prayers that have been prayed.
Yes.
And we come against that spirit of trauma right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because it is
a
traumatic experience to fall coming off a plane.
Yes, Lord.
So
yes,
the blood of Jesus is over that right now. And you, spirit of trauma, get off of her now in the name of Jesus. And every bit of fear that tries to come with trauma and every other traumatic symptom, get off of her now. Hallelujah. Never to return in the name of Jesus. And then even that recording that seems to keep playing over and over again in her subconsciousness, you get off of her too, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus is able to purge your conscience from every dead work.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord God, just mount guard over your heart and over your mind right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you for peace.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for removing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Praise
Lord, I lay my hand on my wife's left knee as a point of contact to release and loose your anointing. Okay, there it goes right there.
Yes.
And just relax. There it goes. Holy Spirit, sir, I thank you that your power is going to the left knee right now. I ask you to not only remove all pain from a level 2 all the way to nothing, but I ask you to heal whatever damage occurred as the result of this falling down.
Yeah.
I loose this anointing out of my left hand into the knee.
Yes.
Left hand to left knee.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for the heat that I can feel on the back of my shoulders and my head. And I thank you that's a heat anointing. And I thank you for the current of the Holy Ghost that is flowing out of my left hand still. There's a wave right there, very strong. Now you're really getting it.
Yes.
Just relax and just... You're apparently, you're caught on to it. You're taking it. You're just pulling the anointing right out of us.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. The anointing is going into the left knee right now. Ask you to restore, heal, and fix everything that is wrong with that knee.
Yes.
Anything that's been pulled, anything that's been, pulled out of line or whatever, pulled too far. Anything that was hurt from the fall.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We loose this anointing out of our left hand, and we command in Jesus' name that this Holy Ghost power heal the left knee until there's no more pain, until there's no more, the cause has also been dealt with. There's still power going in your left knee, so we have to just kind of stay on for a moment. I'm not going to stop until the Holy Ghost lifts off of me on this. But there's still power going into your left knee.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Power's still going in. Definitely, absolutely, power still going in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. Okay, that anointing is lifted. Whether there's an instant healing or not, I know for a fact that healing power went into you. I could feel it leave me. However, it would be nice to give you an opportunity to test out and see if there's already any kind of changing going on. So, can you move? Can you move? Can you bend the knee? Can you move it? Can you do anything?
Yes, I'm bending it.
Can I test it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm bending it.
How does it feel?
It feels, bending it feels good. I don't hear that clicking in it. I don't hear that right now. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't feel the little crick in it when I bend it right now.
Okay.
The
pain was at a level 2, tends to stay level 2. Is it still at a level 2 or has it dropped?
It's gone.
Oh, well,
praise
you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Standing receiver.
Praise you,
Jesus. Give her an A+.
Praise you, Jesus.
Somebody hand her a star. Somebody
praise
hand her a star.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Praise you, Lord.
Yeah. The Lord is good.
Pain in it. I don't feel it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Greatly is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That one got the 3-year-old dancing in the spirit. Praise God. She danced into that song.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think she likes the prayer broadcast.
Meredith, and keep us informed. Let us know. You know, we thank God all the pain is gone, and we thank God for full range of movement. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, right now
for the healing
in Jesus' name. Seal the healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The enemy can't try to seal it. Thank you for that now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed night, Meredith.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm still surprised.
We're going to get ready to open the line for Elder Stella, but something's going on over here with me and Pastor Mom. We are both so hot. And she is so burning up hot that she had to take the cover off of her. I know it's in the spirit.
Wow.
It's not hot in here. I can still feel the actual atmosphere. But amen. So God is doing something. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's amazing.
Amen.
She needs to release that anointing to somebody.
Yes.
You need to release that anointing to somebody.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Elder Rochella, you've been waiting quite a while. Welcome, Elder Rochella. God bless
you.
Hi. Hello.
God bless you, everyone. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
And Happy New Year.
Tell us what's going on.
Happy New Year, Minister Hockey. Well, you all know I was diagnosed as being a diabetic for quite some time now, but I was also diagnosed with neuropathy within the last few years. And I've really been having trouble with my legs. I know Pastor prayed for me yesterday, mm-hmm. and after she prayed, I felt pretty good after she prayed.
Mm-hmm.
But today, me up trying to do things and move around, and my legs and feet are bothering me quite bad. I can't hardly stand up and put pressure on them, which I do anyway, but I'm at a kind of limp. It's the pain is a 10 or above, I can tell you that. And it seems like it's piercing, to the bone type of pain. And
And that's from the knees on down, or the whole entire leg?
It's the right whole entire leg, like from the thigh down, and from the left leg, it's kind of a little bit below the knee down, but it's not as bad as the left leg. Gets to the point to where my grandbaby, she always sees when I'm moving or when I squint or give a moan or something, and she comes and lays hands on me and pray. Whether I'm sitting or cooking or whatever it is I'm doing, she always comes and lays hands on me, and pray, and I'm just, and I receive, however it is and whatever it is that she prays, because I know that her heart is innocent,
mm-hmm.
and it's pure.
Right. No unbelief there.
I have her here with me, so when you all begin to pray, I will have her to lay her hand.
Yes.
My leg.
No unbelief in that heart. Right. Amen. And we are going to pray. We are definitely going to pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
To where I really have to use my cane the majority of the time. I don't want to, and a lot of times I fight not to, but I do kind of have to use my cane, so.
Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's where
thank
we
you,
are.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Jesus.
Lord, we all come. We come to you on behalf of Rochella.
Yes.
She's got one leg all the way from the hip on down. She's got another leg from the knee on down. Lord, you have touched my wife's legs so many times, and you have allowed her to do things that she could never do when I first met her. So with that in mind, Lord, we come to you on behalf of Rochella. I lay hands in Jesus' name upon both of these legs, and I order in the name of Jesus that this level, okay, there's the anointing going in you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
It's just going a little bit, but let's just wait and see if it'll go a whole lot more. Just go. It is going in, though. It is going in. It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. Holy Spirit, I ask you to turn it up vastly. Okay, going in a little more. There's a little more anointing going in you now. Lord, I loose this anointing out of our left hand and our right hand, both, onto both of these legs. I order by the power of the Holy Ghost, anointing, and the name of Jesus, not only healing in these limbs, but also I rebuke the pain level, and I command you in Jesus. I rebuke pain, and I command you to go. I order you in the name of Jesus. There is an anointing here. The anointing is destroying you, and the name of Jesus coming out of our lips and off of our mouth is destroying you. I loose this anointing out of our hands in Jesus' name. It's still going into the legs. It's still going in. I rebuke this pain level, and I command you to cease in Jesus' name. This neuropathy in Jesus' name, I call you nothing. You are nothingopathy now. You are nothingopathy in Jesus' name. I rebuke you, neuropathy. Curse you in Jesus' name, and I command you to go.
Thank you, Lord.
Leave her body in Jesus' name. She's a woman of God. Get out. Get out in Jesus' name. Pain, get out.
Thank you, Lord.
Get out in Jesus' name. Go. You don't belong here. You're a trespasser. I loose this anointing out of our hands still, but as it goes into Rochella's legs. Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir, for what you're doing. Apostle, especially if you're still having that heat, if you're not already, you know, stretching your hands and loosen it, please do so. And especially if you have that heat, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray with all of us joining you, loosing that heat healing anointing onto Rochella, if you still got the heat going on.
Well, the heat kind of lifted up, and I said, Mom, are you still hot? She said, No, not like that. But
okay,
I am perceiving the anointing down my leg from up at my hip joint all the way down to my feet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we join our faith together. In Jesus'
yes.
name, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, this is what I'm perceiving, circulation. Hallelujah. That the blood is circulating now.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
All through the leg. In the name of Jesus, just circulating. Thank you, Lord God. All the way down to the toes. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. No blood clot in the name of Jesus in any
right.
way, shape,
exactly.
or form. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for a clear flow right now in Jesus'
yes.
name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We give you
clear flow.
God. Hallelujah. And every bit of pain must cease and desist. In the mighty and matchless name, hallelujah.
Yes.
There's something around the knee area, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching around that knee area. We come against any kind of swelling in Jesus' name, hallelujah. You didn't mention
Never.
Any swelling.
Yes.
We come against any swelling
yes.
right now In the name, Yobo Shoto Horabasa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you move your toes? Can you wiggle your toes?
Yes.
Okay. Could you wiggle more?
Huh?
Could you wiggle your toes before, earlier?
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
Amen. Well, there's something going on.
I feel a cooling sensation. Around my knee area, and you're right, it was swole. My left leg from my thigh down, like below my knee, was swole.
Glory to God.
But I'm feeling a cooling sensation in my legs.
Wow.
And towards the pain. Let me stand up. Wow.
She
thank
just did
you,
a wow.
God.
Little Linda, she just did a wow.
I praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
She just did a wow, Linda.
I haven't been able to really get up the way I just gotten up in a while. I have to kind of strenuously get up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still feeling this coolness in my leg.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
I'd rather feel the coolness than the pain. And I'm telling you right now, I don't feel any pain.
Oh, Jesus is so amazing. Jesus, you are so amazing. We love you. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus. You are the most amazing ever.
You
are the most amazing ever.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are amazing.
Was your grandchild laying hands on you?
Yes, she was.
Wow.
They both were.
Well, praise God.
Woo! Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord.
Can you walk
Silent
around a little bit
and
tell us how it feels to stand?
I just did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. That's the wow. Okay. That's the wow.
Yeah, I'm still at that wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Big wow. Hallelujah.
Skylar told me to crawl in the bed. She said, crawl in the bed. She said, Mom, you know when you get ready to get in the bed, you normally need help because your knee hurts.
Okay.
I don't feel any pain right now. They both had their hands laid on me, and Kelsey was rubbing up and down my legs, and Skylar was on my knees. So,
praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You are so good.
Thank you, Lord.
All right now. Hallelujah. Bless them.
That's just
bless
amazing.
The Lord. Amen. And Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for sealing this healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are the Lord. Amen. This healing not just going to be here for a moment, but it's here to stay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Abiding healing. In the name of Jesus. We thank wholeness in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
And we say, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
They were praising. They were praising right along with you. They were praising too.
Wow.
Got the praise team. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless
I'm
you.
I'm praying
you
and believing that health is going to have healing hands. I'm praying and believing that.
Yeah.
Amen.
I already believe.
Amen. All right.
That's
thank you.
Good.
Have a blessed, restful night in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to sleep through the night good with no pain. Thank you, Jesus, because it keeps
yes,
me up at
amen.
Night. So pain-free tonight.
Amen
glory
and
God.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed night. And thank you, Pastor Catherine, for your part in it. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
Praying along with you.
That's my path.
Amen.
Raise your Jesus.
Amen. Bless my you all.
Yeah, it's great.
We have
Jesus.
One more prayer that was text in, and this came from my sister, Minister Mary, in Memphis.
Okay.
What's going on with her is ringing in her ears.
There's a ringing in the ears?
Ooh, hold on one second. We're going to get to Mary.
Okay.
And Reverend Treva, the bleeding has stopped.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. The Lord is so good. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are so good. You're so good.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
So good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Okay, I got to stop for a second and do that. 5 seconds. Look at that. Hallelujah. The whole month of the Lord has done. The Lord has done. He healed my heart. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He saved me just the same. I'm going to praise him for what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Okay. Let's go back to Minister Mary. Glory to God. But I just want to say a whole month of bleeding and suddenly it stopped. That's God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Wow. So all I can say is wow.
Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Requesting prayer for ringing in the ears. Ringing in the ears.
And when did this start, and what happened around the time that it began? Or did you start and just come out?
Don't have any except that, and that's my first time hearing it. So
okay.
she made that request 2 hours ago.
Okay.
8:07. And I don't see her on the line. She has to get up early in the morning.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll just pray.
We'll just pray. Heavenly Father, we come on behalf of Pastor Mary. In Jesus' name, we come against this ringing in the ears, and we order you in the name of Jesus, you stop. I lay hands on her. I make a motion to lay hands on her ears in Jesus' name, and I shake that head, and I say, in Jesus' name, ringing, cease and be gone in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You are not part of her life. You are not part of her existence. You are illegal. You are a trespasser. Get out in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name.
We rebuke this ringing in the ears, and we command it to cease in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, just as you hear, just as you healed the ringing in the ears and the deafness of someone on Monday night, we rebuke ringing in the ears now, and we command it on Wednesday night to be healed in the name of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Touch her and you heal her now. We give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to the testimony on that one, too. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Okay, just got a text in from Minister Rachel in New Jersey. Prayer for common cold sinuses.
Okay. Minister Rachel, New Jersey. Minister Rachel's a very good receiver. Lord, we stretch our hands toward sinus and cold, against sinus and cold in Jesus' name for Minister Rachel. We command in the name of Jesus all symptoms be released from her and go in Jesus' name. We loose the healing anointing to go upon her and in her and through her and to begin a healing even now, tonight. We loose your healing anointing out of our hands. We say thank you for touching Minister Rachel. Let your Holy Spirit drive out everything in this condition in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And even right now, we come against anything, you know, whatever it is and whatever it stands for. If it's trying to mask itself as the common cold and it's trying to be something else, we come against that. We rebuke it right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you as we continue to join our faith together for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness.
Complete and total
in her
healing.
And then the entire complete family in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And the whole family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I say amen to that. Praise God.
Amen. Well, everybody's texting me tonight. What's up with that? But Minister Elaine is saying that she felt it earlier and coming from a nerve in the neck. So whatever that is that she felt earlier coming from a nerve in the neck, we lift that up in the name of Jesus as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I think, let me look at the board here. I think that's everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. We've gone through everybody.
Alrighty.
Drops off. We're in overtime now, so you won't be able to get back in. So hopefully, you know, you'll hang on there. You were saying something, Elder Phillips?
Nope. I just... You know, as long as we've taken care of everybody, that's really what I wanted to make sure we did. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So as far as I know, it's taken care of. And whatever I was perceiving, feeling in the ear, I don't know if that was the common cold symptoms or whatever, but we lift that up in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for complete and total healing, health, and hope. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And amen. Thank
so,
you, Lord.
What I'm going to do now is tell you, well, we always pray to prayer about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast, and then we will come back and Elder Phillip and Minister Linda will give their closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9. Well, and John 3:16, the Lord just wants us to know he loves us, and not just a little bit. He so loves us. And he wants us not to perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. And then Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So the Lord lets us know really how to be saved, exactly what needs to be done to receive that eternal life that he talked about in John 3:16. And so confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom, for helping me. Glory to God. I'm laughing. Pastor Mom was in a deep sleep. And when I said repeat after me, she started repeating. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, yes, you are saved. You are born again for real. Hallelujah. You said that with all your heart. You are certainly saved. Glory to God. And if you said it one time before and you said it again tonight, you are simply getting ready. You are practicing and getting ready to lead somebody to Jesus, because so many people need Jesus right now. People are leaving here, young and old, and we want to make sure that when they do leave their body, that they're absent from their body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's another way to say that they went to heaven. Amen. So we want to make sure that our friends are saved, that people that we meet saved. And you won't have to go and beat them down to try to find out. They'll probably ask you a question like, well, what do I need to do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And you'll be ready right there to pray the prayer of salvation with them, letting them know that God loves them so very much. Amen. Amen. And so if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we're praying over you right now that the Lord will fill you with his Holy Spirit and power, power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will help. You don't have to do it by yourself. That's the awesome thing. You don't have to do this by yourself. The Lord is in you, and he will help you. Amen. And we want to invite you. We invite you to go to any Bible-believing church, and we specifically invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And then even to just learn, listen and learn through our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So this is what we have. On Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have our church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. And I am Apostle Barbara Kinsey. I'm the apostolic pastor. Praise God. I'll be preaching on this Sunday and this Sunday and next Sunday, and I'll be talking about salvation. And there's three parts to salvation. I'll give an overview, and then I'll talk about justification. Hallelujah. That part of salvation, it is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. You may learn something. It may confirm some things in your heart and mind. It may be a wow or aha moment. Amen. So now on Monday, every Monday, we have Bible teaching. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who lives in Ohio, is our Bible teacher. God has gifted her on how to dig into the Word of God and teach us how to dig into the Word of God, finding those nuggets, those golden nuggets by His Spirit. So our Bible teaching is from 12 noon central. It starts at 12 noon central and 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer day, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we pray in tongues. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes each. And so they pray in tongues. Our newest person who's praying in tongues, several children who pray. But we have one who has stepped out and has been praying the whole 15 minutes by herself, and she's 11 years old. And so praise God. And it's just been a blessing that we get interpretations. So we pray for about an hour, then we get interpretations. And some of our interpretations are just word for word, and we're in different parts of the country. Sometimes it's the same scripture. And so God is confirming His word and letting us know, yes, you are hearing from me. Praise God. And so Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. On Wednesday, tonight is the second Wednesday of the month. And every second Wednesday of the month, so put that in your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, so that you'll remember that. But every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have prophetic healing. Hallelujah. What you've just experienced tonight, and the Lord keeps showing up, and it is absolutely awesome what He does. Hallelujah. Amen. So the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have, on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. So it's kind of like a talk show in a way, but it's just what God is doing. And so we just follow Him and just do whatever He's doing. Well, what He's doing this month is we call it Prophecy Month. And we have those who have a word from the Lord for 2022, for this year. And also what they'll be doing is giving people personal prophecies. So they'll give us the word for 2022. We'll open up the line. If you want a personal prophecy from the Lord, hallelujah, you can hear what God is saying to you. Amen. And usually it's a confirmation of what He's already said to you. And when you hear it from somebody that doesn't know you, don't know anything about you, you know it's God. Amen. All right, so that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And now we're going to go back to Elder Phillip and Minister Linda for our closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Well, we're here. I think we're here. I just want to say I'm
very, very grateful to be here. This has really been a happy new year of a broadcast. I'm thankful for all that, that God has done. And I want to head into this year thanking you for your increased and skill set in running the broadcasts as well as prophetic words. You're just increasing on all lines. I see it. I acknowledge it. I it's wonderful, and keep it up. So I'll let Linda do the closing comments and prayers, but I just wanted to throw that in there. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, I think Amen.
I just want to thank you that you're always there for everyone, Sister Barbara. I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. And I guess my closing comments would be that no matter what the prayer need is, that the wonderful thing is that when we pray, we have the confidence that God's going to take care of it.
Hallelujah.
I can't even imagine what life would be like to not believe in him and to not have him and to not have that confidence that when we pray, he's not only going to heal our bodies, but those people that we're praying for and those people that we love and those people that we're reaching out to and those people that need saved and those people that need healed of COVID or whatever it is, that he is always there to heal. And I want to thank the Lord for all of his healings tonight.
Yes.
I want to thank him
that
he touches little children, and you can see, you know, when they're around prayer and that, how they react. And, you know, children are copycats. If they see us praying, they're going to start praying.
Amen.
If they see us worshiping, they're going to start worshiping. And just as much as a child imitates us, we are to imitate the Father. We are his children. And we are to do as God does. Just as children look at us and imitate us. And I just want to ask blessings on everyone tonight. And, Lord, I thank you for tonight, Jesus. Do you want me to say the closing prayer?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Okay. Father God, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for Sister Barbara and my husband and everyone that's been part of it and for all the healings that have taken place. And, Lord, I ask that every healing be sealed. And we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for holding on. Some of you have been on for the past 2.5 hours. We praise God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. Let's end the night with look what the Lord has done, because he's done great and awesome things tonight. So all of you have a blessed night. Prophetic Healing will be back again February the 9th. Wednesday, February
Amen.
The 9th. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless everyone. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
We've received a phone call from one of our relatives.
He's just the same. Come on.